Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. A companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on deadspin.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com, or just chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. My guest today is Jezebel's Madeline Davies, who is super talented and super fierce and super funny. And she is also my friend. And I'm very excited to have her here in the studio with me. Hey, Maddie.
Hello.
Did you like that glowing intro?
I really did. I was like, I don't think anyone's ever described me as fierce before, so I'll take it.
Oh, I mean, you for sure are. And you've also got that reddish hair and like the whole thing, Maddie.
I got to say, I don't come by it honestly, so...
I actually don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Breaking news.
I won't hold it against you since, as you know, for most of the time that you've known me, I had similarly faux red hair.
Yeah.
And now I'm blonde.
It's hard to get rid of. It actually takes hours.
This is true.
I've been trying for such a long time.
I tried. Did you see me earlier this summer when I had the pink hair?
I did.
Yeah. The pink still won't come out. I mean, I have bleached this hair and the pink is still in the
Hair will just fall off and then
eventually,
you can start over.
That's basically what I'm going for at this stage in the game. You guys, Maddie is here to discuss not pink hair. Although actually that would have been, we could do a hair color.
I'll come back.
Yeah, you'll come back. We'll do a whole beauty episode.
Oh my God, I would love that.
That would actually be really fun. Okay, let's plan that. We are going to be talking about something else that's beautiful. We're going to be talking about boots.
I do love a boot.
I know you do. I know you do. And I bet you have fantasies of stomping on people from time to time.
I mean, more of like a kick, like a shove with my foot I could see doing. That's kind of more.
So we are going to be talking all about boots because, you know, fall has finally started to fall. And actually, the timing of this is amazing because today is the first day that it feels like fall in New York.
Yeah, it's been so sweaty and gross. And it's finally a little, there's a chill.
There is a chill. I think it felt like fall in New York when I was in Dallas with our coworkers for a GMG wedding. I think there was some fall going on then, but I was in Dallas. And it was
very different.
So anyway, so you guys, we are going to be talking all about boots today. I've got some great questions. Before we get into it, I want to remind you that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages I'm offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps me so much, and I'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like me to consider making available. I do have some new patrons this week, but today was a real day, and I forgot to plug them into the script, so I'll do the reading next week. Actually, Maddie, you know who's going to be here next week with me?
Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to clean him up.
Yeah, good.
No, James Dell.
Wow.
Yeah.
James, a ghost from the past.
A ghost from the GMG past, exactly. You guys, James Dell was on this show like 2 years ago, I think. We talked about cleaning up Jell-O shots. And we did this whole science-y thing. And I actually have like kind of a funny update to that episode that's related to a column that I just did for Lifehacker's parenting vertical, oddly enough, that didn't have to do with Jell-O. But I solved a mystery, like a parenting mess mystery. And I did it based on what James taught me about Jello. It's a whole weird thing.
We can thank James Dell's partying lifestyle.
That is exactly it. So yeah, so he's gonna come and we're gonna do Burning Man messes because he's the ghost of Burning Man. We're gonna do party messes and we're gonna talk about the update to the Jello thing.
You should have him tell the story, and this is just a cliffhanger.
Okay.
Of when a person fell onto his balcony from a higher level apartment.
I remember that. I mean, I remember seeing it on Instagram. I'm going to definitely make him tell that story. Just, that was bonkers.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's an incredible story.
So yeah. I would suggest you all tune in for that.
Yeah. Thank you for teasing this episode. listen, I hope this won't be a letdown now with that teaser, but I'm going to have Maddie read the first question from Madeline, and it's not my Madeline. It's a different Madeline, but I picked this because I was like, oh, it's a whole like synergy thing.
Yeah,
so and have you read this?
And this, I'm gonna assume it's Madeline because she spells it my way.
Okay.
And I just want to say thank you for spelling it my way. It was a nice way to honor me. and you didn't. I mean, your parents had no idea. Okay.
On some level, I feel that they knew.
Yeah, I think so. It was, you know. That day I was born, a shudder went through someone's mom and they were just like, Madeline. Okay. Madeline, who has nothing to do with me and is her own person, asks, Hi, a clean person. I've done a little research to see what the internet has to say about this, and I've scoured your column to see if you've addressed it. But it looks like the first is all over the place with answers and you haven't come across this particular issue yet. Here goes. My boyfriend and I just bought a condo that we're now in the midst of renovating. We finally finished painting the whole place. He dubbed the previous color scheme clown shoes.
I can picture that, can't you?
Yes. Which was all too apt. But the very first day we painted, I decided to wear my expensive, wear all the time Hunter rain boots as a part of my rugged painting outfit. Of course, I got paint on them, which I guess I was expecting. I don't know. I then wore some old Timberlands the rest of the time, and they're dirty and paint splattered and kind of cool looking now. Anyway, how should one remove a crude latex-based paint from navy blue rubber boots? I'm afraid to use acetone because it might eat away at the rubber. Soapy water and elbow grease? FYI, it's just a few spots. They're not covered in the stuff. Thank you in advance.
Okay, that's good. I like that she specified the paint color for some reason.
It was nice detail.
Yeah, I feel like I can really picture the Ecru paint on the navy Hunter boots.
Yeah, it's sort of becoming in a way.
Yeah. I think a super, super easy fix. I feel very confident that this paint is going to come off just with soap and water. I don't think you need anything super fancy for it. Adobe pad. And now I'm going to harken back to episode 80 with David Cho because we talked about both Dobby pads and paint splattered shoes in episode 80. In episode 80, we had the paint splattered sneakers. That was the question from Dino that we loved so much. And then if you guys caught up on episode 85, I did the update from Dino about what worked. So I think in terms of these boots, the paint should come up with just soap and water. If it's a little stubborn, a Dobby pad will help. Those are those 3M sponges that are covered in a net that won't cause scratching. So it's going to be safe for the rubber, but I think it will like maybe scrub those paint little splatters off. The other thing that you can try if the paint's a little stubborn is you can take a page out of Dino's book. As you guys may remember, he ended up soaking his sneakers in soapy water for like a few hours. And then he went back and he scrubbed away, he used a washcloth, I think, or a toothbrush to scrub away the paint. And just the soaking loosened the paint. So you could certainly do that to your rubber boots and see if that works. Now, if those things don't work because it's latex paint and it's like particularly stubborn, I do have a specialty product that you can get that will be definitely the thing that works. But I'd really think the soap and water is going to be fine. So unless you're feeling particularly acquisitive, stick with the soap and water because you've already got it on hand. But if you do end up needing something else, here is what I want you to get. I want you to get Motsenbacher's Lift Off Latex Paint Remover. That is MOTSENBOCKER'S, Motsenbacher's Lift Off Latex Paint Remover is the one that Madeline is going to want for this particular issue. So I picked this question because it basically gave me an excuse to also give you guys your like general Hunter boot care tips, which I figured was like a good thing to be doing in October.
Yeah.
Because we're just about at like Hunter boot time. I have a hole in my Hunter boots, which is a bad thing.
I've never worn a Hunter.
They're pretty great.
Yeah.
They're pretty great. I'm I keep meaning to go get a new pair, and then I just like just keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
They don't
like,
keep your feet warm, right? They just keep them dry.
They keep them dry, and they are. You can get like the sock liners for them, so which I actually like about that because it means that I can wear them in the summer during summer storm time.
Okay.
Without getting hot, but during winter, I can put, you know, I can get the liner socks, or I can just wear like, you know, a thick knee sock. So I really like my Hunters.
That's
to say. And they, you know, the Sweet Home Wirecutter did a review of rain boots, and Hunters were their pick.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like kind of the top of the line, right?
Right. But like the top of the line doesn't necessarily always bear out as the best.
True.
But
very
in
true.
This case, they were. So anyway. Costco sells Hunter boots if you guys are looking to get Hunter boots on
the
cheap.
So first get a Costco membership and then get your boots.
That's right. But I think you can order them online without the Costco membership.
What?
Yeah.
Oof.
I seem to remember. I don't know if that's still true, but last year it was true.
Man, what a miracle place.
I love Costco. I'm obsessed with it. Totally obsessed with it. All right. So let me give you your general Hunter boot care tips. Super, super easy stuff. To clean them, which, you know, you probably will want to do somewhat regularly during like muddy months because they do get really splattery.
Yeah.
You just need warm soapy water and like a washcloth or like an old dish rag or like an old t-shirt. Like really, really easy. You can also use Windex. I actually for the most part I like when I'm because it's for me it's always like I'm running out of the house. I look down and I'm like, oh mercy, I can't leave the house looking like this.
There's Julie, you and I are so different.
An occupational hazard, you know what I mean? Like, I have an image stop hold over here.
I have a hard time wearing clothes that look too clean.
Do you really?
I feel weird. I feel like I need to look a little rumpled.
Real? I've never noticed that about you. I know. I've never looked at you and thought, oh, she looks rumpled.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying like I go out filthy, but
I think you wear a lot of black, and so that's why I don't.
But I like a shoe with a scuff. I like my clothes to be lived in.
That is true.
Yeah.
And I have noticed the scuff shoes. I haven't judged, but I've noticed.
You can.
No.
If you want
to. No. Because the thing is, I'm always just like, oh, like if she wanted help to fix that, she would ask me.
Yeah, I would.
But she hasn't asked to like, no, not my business.
So. I mean, I got some questions for later in the show, for
good.
Sure.
Yeah. So. You can always ask me anything. So Windex and just a paper towel. That's actually usually my go-to. I spray the Windex onto the paper towel and then I wipe it down. It's just a best practice in terms of cleaning stuff. But that works really well. The other thing is, you know, and as you guys hear me say all the time, and actually Sam Woolley and I were talking about this last week about golf club brushes. Because when I think Sam Woolley, I think golf club brushes.
Yes. He's a man of the country club.
Well, we had just been at a country club together for this wedding. So it was all sort of part and parcel
of
this thing. Yeah. So I was saying this last week that like you don't need these kinds of products, but some people like to have them. And also because the holidays are just about to come up, I like to mention them because they do make good gifts for people, add-on gifts or sort of extras or stocking stuffer type gifts for people who have or are getting Hunter boots. So Hunter makes two different products that you can know about. One is called the Hunter Boot Buffer, and the other is called the Hunter Instant Boot Shine. You can buy those on the Hunter website. And it's just like, you know, warm soapy water works, but like you're not going to hand someone warm soapy water as a add-on present with the new Hunter boots they're getting for Hanukkah.
I'm like squinting at you because I'm very against those kinds of extras in general. I feel like they're all cons.
Well, I mean, that's why I kind of always say, like, you don't need them.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you have to go
and
buy them.
I wasn't giving you the look.
No, I know.
I was giving Hunter the look.
Yeah, Hunter the look, exactly.
It's like people who try to convince you to buy, like, makeup brush cleaners. It's like, use face wash, you doy-doy.
Exactly. Like, a 99-cent tiny bottle of baby shampoo will last you your entire life of washing your makeup brushes. You do not need $20 makeup brush cleanser. You just don't. But on the other hand, you know, you're looking for gifts to buy for the makeup enthusiast and you don't know her shades and, you know, I don't know.
And some people like the process. I get that.
Mm-hmm. And some people just like the products, too. Some people just like a branded product.
I'm being judgmental, but it's sort of like, you didn't get me this time, Sephora, as I walk out with a billion other things that I don't need.
It's funny. I stopped at Sephora on the way over here and bought myself like a soothing new Kat Von D highlighting palette. I needed some soothing today. I had a little bit of a day.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to stop at Sephora on my way to the studio and I'm going to buy myself a treat. And I did. And I felt actually a whole hell of a lot better about things.
Yeah. I mean, and also it might just be your shine that you're catching.
Right. Well, that was the thing. I was like, I need a little extra sparkle in my life. I'm going to buy a highlighting palette.
So I hear you.
Okay. So those are the Hunter products. One last thing to say about Hunter boots and other rubber boots in general is that something that is known as the bloom may develop. That's when you get, I know Maddie's eyes just got super, super wide. Like, oh my God, what is this? Yeah. The bloom.
What do all my shoes probably have?
No, it's actually not what you think it is. Rubber boots, natural rubber, will have a tendency to get kind of white, milky patches on them. That's normal. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the boot at all. You have not done anything wrong. That is just a normal reaction that rubber will have over time. Some people like the way that that looks on Hunter boots and other similar such boots. Some people don't. If you do not like it and you want to remove it, here is what you will use. You will either use Armor All. Our friends at Jalopnik will be very happy. I keep recommending car products for non-car stuff.
Yeah.
I've been on like a real roll lately.
As someone who doesn't plan to ever own a car, I'm just like, oh, that's for me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So Armor All will work, or olive oil.
Olive oil.
Yeah. Or maybe really any like cooking oil, but olive oil is just kind of the one that always comes up. So what you're going to do is just use a small amount of either one of them, apply it to a soft rag, like an old t-shirt. Perfect for this. Work the Armor All or the oil into the bloom, working in a circular motion. Flip the rag to a clean side and just buff the Armor All or the olive oil away, and that will take care of it.
Wow.
Easy. Easy, easy. All right, so you guys, your Hunter boots are going to look amazing this fall. You're going to look so chic. You're going to go apple picking, and you're going to wear scarves, and it's going to be very bucolic.
I mean, one thing I really like about Madeline, the question of the question, is I like that she had a painting the house outfit, because that is something I would absolutely do.
Oh, that makes me happy. Yeah, I have a painting outfit, actually.
Or just like an any activity outfit where it's like, oh, we're going for a drive. I must put on my scarf so I look this way.
I can totally picture you putting on scarves to go for a drive. Let's get Jalopnik to take us for drives and we'll all wear scarves.
I was sure.
They have a Maserati right now. Want to go joyriding in their Maserati?
Sure.
Okay, I'll hook that up. all right, so we've got another question from Catherine. And actually, Maddie, this is a Jezebel reader, and I'll tell you why I know that when you finish reading the question.
Ooh, Catherine, yeah. I hope you like me.
Everyone likes you.
Sure.
I like
all the
you.
Jezebel readers.
No, this is, well, they didn't all like me either.
but I bet Catherine rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Catherine asks, hi, Jolie. Longtime reader, first time, etc. First of all, thank you for being approachable and hilarious in your cleaning tips.
Oh, thank you.
I got a lot done thanks to your Year of a Clean Person, and I've dedicated myself to a life of white vinegar, baking soda, and dryer balls.
Yes.
My life is better because of you, so thank you.
Oh.
Even if I still, despite your excellent video, can't square fold a fitted sheet. I get it. I watched a Martha Stewart video on Oprah years ago, and I...
Oh, it's Martha's way is like a Mensa test. I can't figure her way out either. My way's easier.
All right, I'll revisit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I have to come to the office next week, and I'll bring my demo sheet, and I'll just show you in person.
I would love it.
Because actually, Lindsay Adler asked me the same thing, so I'll just bring the sheet
awesome.
In.
Yeah. We'll do a little tutorial.
Have a car vacuum for Jalopnik and a fitted sheet for Deadspin and Jezebel.
And then,
it seems right.
Catherine, maybe you can come.
Yeah.
So Catherine's trouble is grease.
Yes.
I was cooking with a group and a kitchen disaster happened and bacon grease ended up all over the back of my calf on my fantastic leather boot.
So sad.
I wiped it off at the scene of the crime but didn't get a chance to put talcum powder on it before the stain set in. Is there anything I can do now? I tried light scrubbing with soapy washcloth, but it still smells faintly of bacon. I'm concerned that the grease will go rancid and wreck my boots. The stain isn't actually that noticeable as they were dark to begin with. Is there anything at all I can do at this point to subdue the stain or blend it in?
Yes. There are a couple things.
That's good.
Yeah, there are a couple
things. It'd be a shame if you were just like, no,
nope,
next question.
Sorry, throw the boots out.
Sorry, Kath.
Yeah.
We got to move on.
Okay, so here are a few things. First of all, even if you can't get to a grease stain immediately to use the cornstarch or talcum powder technique, which I'm going to explain in just a second, that works on older stains too. So don't worry that you like have missed some like crucial window of opportunity here. So the cornstarch or talcum powder technique is both are absorbent and will absorb grease and oil out of materials and hides that you can't treat using other kinds of grease stain products, like because you can't, you know, you can't put like liquid on them or something like that.
Right.
So in the case of both leather and suede, if you do get a grease stain on them, which is actually pretty common, like I remember my editor at Esquire telling me earlier in the summer that he was like, yeah, my wife got a grease stain on a new pair of suede shoes. And she immediately was like, oh, wait, Jolie, the cornstarch, I know what to do. And it like totally worked. And she was like, Jolie saved the day and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I'm glad I made your wife happy, dearest editor. Like that makes me happy. So that will work great for leather and suede if you get grease stains on them. The thing is, though, is that Catherine wasn't that concerned about the stain itself. She's more concerned about the smell. So there are two different things you can try. First of all, Catherine, if you have a cat and you haven't yet gotten rid of it, stick the boot in the kitty litter, in the clean kitty litter bag. And just like, you know, 12, 24, 48 hours, something like that, it'll pull the smell out. The other thing you can do is you can get saddle soap, which, you know, long-time listeners hear me talk about fairly often. Saddle soap is exactly what it sounds like. It's soap that's intended for saddles, which are leather. The way that you use it comes in a little tin like shoe polish. And actually, Kate Dries has been like, were you in the office today that Kate Dries was like, I can't find it anywhere. I know you've told me it's at the Dwayne Reed. And I was like, well, just order from Amazon. She's like, I want to support local business. And we were all like, the Dwayne Reed?
I mean, I get it. She grew up on the Lower East Side.
It's so funny. It was so sweet. Like, we were like, Kate, it's Walgreens.
Right. I know.
It was such a New Yorker thing for her to say.
Well, and I have such a weird, I've had like multiple people I've dated been like, you know that you talk about Dwayne Reed too much? Like people have said, like people who have been in relationships have brought that up as an issue.
So interesting. Can you write about that, please? I want to know more about it.
I don't know.
Do you love Dwayne Reed or did you have an adversarial relationship?
Oh,
with
it was
Reed?
A good one.
Okay.
It's turned sour as they got rid of my bank's ATMs. So it really felt like a one-stop shop for a while where I could go and look at. I just felt like there was nothing really more relaxing than looking at a well-organized shelf of nail polish.
Oh, I mean, we do have so much in common. I feel exactly the same way.
Where it's just like, you know, the rainbow of Essie or whatever. And so it's like, oh, I could go like buy a new nail polish and then get a withdrawal from, you know, Chase. And then either
and then
the bank or
away.
Dwayne Reed really fucked me over.
Oh.
Now I think it's
how dare they?
Bank of America.
How dare they? Well, you always have Ricky's.
Yeah,
you
right.
You always stare at the nail polish display at Ricky's. I love Ricky's. Love, love, love. we do really have to have you come back to do a makeup episode. We've talked about makeup.
Oh, I'm like, sorry.
No, I love. No, it's great. It's great. I did a makeup episode. Gosh, I mean, at this point, it's at least 5 or 6 months ago, maybe even more than that. I was on my own, and I was like, "All right, well, no co-host today. I'm gonna girl out." And so I totally girled out, and I got great feedback about it. So I'm probably due up for that.
I would love to.
Just like, I'll just be like, sorry, men of Deadspin, I'm going to be talking about makeup today.
Also, some of you could use some skincare tips, I'm sure.
Yeah, actually, we can do that. And also, I mean, I do get questions from men about makeup because like they'll end up with like mascara on their pillowcases or like smudge of foundation on their blazer jacket. Like, so we'll make it work. We'll make it unisex. We'll make it work.
Yeah. And also, guess what? Gender's on a spectrum.
That's right.
It's 2017.
That's right. One of my really good guy friends wears nail polish like frequently, and I've given him tips on like what brushes are wide and it will be easier for him to use and blah blah. So
perfect.
Know. Yeah, it's great. All right, where the heck was I?
Oh, I'm saddle so sorry.
Soap.
Saddle soap.
No. This is a chatty conversational program.
Sure.
This is how I keep cleaning interesting.
Yeah.
It's by talking about other stuff. Basically.
We just go where it takes us.
That's
you know
right. Exactly. Okay, saddle soap. So here's how you're going to use saddle soap. It comes in a tin just like shoe polish does. You're going to take the the top off the tin. You're going to get a soft cloth, old t-shirt kind of thing. You're going to get it damp but not soaking wet, and you're going to rub it in a circular motion on the top of the actual soap, and it will create a lather. You do not need a lot.
Okay.
Then you're going to take the kind of sudsy, damp rag that you've got, and you're going to work in a circular motion on the stain. And then you're going to rinse the rag and wring it out so it's just only damp, and you're going to go over it to remove the soap residue. And then you're going to take a dry portion of the cloth, and you're going to rub in a circular motion to buff it out. And that's how you use saddle soap. So very, very easy. This is probably a good time for us to take a quick break. I am going to give you guys general leather boot care tips, but I'm going to roll that into the second segment. So Maddie and I will be right back with more about your boots. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Jezebel's Madeline Davies. We've been talking about boots.
My favorite topic, my favorite shoe, my favorite topic.
You do like a boot. It felt right to me when I was like, I asked Maddie if she'd be on the show, and I was like, tell me if there's anything specific. And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, what about boots?
Yeah, I own too many of them. I mean, I don't know. It's like, that's, I think, one of the most exciting things about fall is I get to cover up my little feeties.
Do you have a favorite pair of boots?
Yeah, I have a pair of, ankle boots that are leopard print that are really good.
Oh, I know the ones you're talking about. Yeah, I love those.
And then I also have a pair of sort of a taller, I don't know, probably goes to like mid-calf that are like metallic silver that are really good. And they're very David Bowie, and I love them.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen those.
Yeah, but I also like love a Fry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll take them as they come.
I have, it's funny that you said you were excited to cover up your little feeties, because that to me is the worst part about the change of the weather. Like,
yeah.
My feet need to roam free at all times. I get claustrophobic. When I come home from the gym, I take my sneakers off and put them away, and then immediately I'm like, get my socks off.
Yeah.
Like, even socks make me feel claustrophobic.
I get that.
Yeah.
Do you wear Birkenstocks?
I don't, because there's something about the way that the sole is designed, or the insole is designed, that's a little uncomfortable for the shape of my feet.
Okay.
That, like, I know I could break it in and they would be perfect, but to get to that point is, like, too...
Yeah.
No, I wear these are called Jack Rogers. This is what you always see me in. I have them in, like,
a thousand
different colors. And, yeah. So that's, like, that's my kind of go-to, or my Jack Rogers.
Yeah. Well, I know I am a Birks devotee for many years before they came back around.
Yeah.
I was wearing them, I don't know, I've probably worn them since high school. And what they do apparently is they make your feet spread. And so there's an issue when you go back to regular shoes, is that your feet have actually physically spread because of how wide they are.
Interesting.
So like a lot of times if you were like wearing narrower shoes that maybe fit fine in the spring, they'll like feel a little tight.
Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't know that. I have, if you ever need to clean your Birkenstocks, I have a trick, and it gets disgusting and really satisfying and great.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, foot water flies everywhere, and it's just all like very,
I'm sure,
very exciting.
Mine are,
yeah,
so gross.
Yeah. So it's actually, at some point, that would be a fun video for us to do together, is me showing you how to create foot water out of your Birkenstocks. Yeah. I get really excited about the dirty wash water.
I mean, I get it. It's sad. It feels like you're doing something.
It's really satisfying. It's like gross and satisfying. And you're like, wow, this is weird. But man, I'm into it.
That's why my favorite room to clean has always been the bathroom, because it's a room where you see the change. Mm-hmm. So I've told you before, my mother was a house cleaner,
yes,
my entire life. So it's like, I'm not the cleanest person, but like, ask me to clean a room and I will fucking
you
clean
can do it.
It
like a boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you've got skills.
Yeah. So it's more just like, don't want to.
That's but which is, yeah. You know what, which is fine. And like, that's the thing I say on the show all the time, that like, one thing I always want to get people to come to, because we tend to think about cleaning as a chore because it was always something yeah. that someone else made us do, or someone expected of us, or pressure we put on ourselves. And I really want to empower people to think about cleaning as something that we do for ourselves. And therefore, we get to set the boundaries on what we do and what we do not do, sure. and what we care about and what we do not care about. Like, if making the bed, I mean, this is painful for me to say, but if making the bed every single morning doesn't do a thing for you,
right.
don't do it. Like, it's not going to, it's not.
It will make you feel better, though.
It will make you feel better. I mean, but I've met people who have tried it, and not many. I mean, most people who commit to, like, a week or a month of bed making with me, like, kind of, like, egging them on.
Yeah.
Do come back and say, yeah, it changed my life. But there have been people who said, you know, nope, didn't do anything. And that's okay. I'm like, you yeah. know what? Don't worry about it. Okay. Go find something else for you to do. Like, no biggie.
I've definitely gone through periods of time where I haven't made my bed just out of laziness or, like, depression. But it is something that I do feel notably different when I do it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I totally agree. Actually, which leads me back to the thing that I wanted to say about how I knew that Catherine was a Jezebel reader, because she mentioned an old series that I used to do on Jezebel called Year of the Clean Person, was a once a month, every month I would have a new monthly, like, challenge isn't really the right word, but I would just give like a framework for like a bigger project from what I usually take on and Ask a Clean Person, which Ask a Clean Person tends to be these like very specific questions.
Right.
And Year of the Clean Person was like, you know, in February I was like, okay, organize and purge your bookshelf. In March, it was my bed making month. In April, it was create your dream bathroom, actually.
Yeah.
And it was a really, really neat, it was a really neat series, and it was really fun to do. And I would like at some point to like maybe bring it back in some iteration, because I think it was great. And when this was in 2014 that I did it. So at least 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And I still hear from people like Catherine who are like, yeah, you know, Year of the Clean Person like really did make a big difference for me in terms of just picking off kind of like some bigger things that you don't, you know, it's not part of maybe your like Sunday cleaning routine, but
definitely.
Like, that does make a huge difference in how you feel about your home.
Yeah. It feels, weirdly spiritual to be in a space that you've made your own mm-hmm. in the way that you like it.
Mm-hmm. I had a really good really intense, but really, really good tarot card reading yesterday. Mm. And the reader and I got to talking. She really helped me through like just something big I've been grappling with. So she was talking about like taking some time to do some things in my home, and she was like, I don't know, organize something. And I started laughing, and I was like, I just want to tell you, I was like, I literally am a professional clean person for a living, so like,
right.
you don't need to tell me to organize things. Yeah. Everything is
a great idea.
I was like, there's literally nothing to organize. Everything is organized within an inch of its life. But she thought it was funny, and I asked her, I was like, would you ever consider coming on my podcast? Because she used to have like a spiritual cleaning service. Like,
whoa.
She would go to people like, and she would sage, or she would like do some like feng shui consulting, or just like, you know, blah blah blah. And so yeah, I'm hoping to have her on the show at some point.
That sounds great.
Yeah, be fun, right? All right, let me not get too wound up in my witchiness, and let me give you guys your general leather care tips. It was just very, very straightforward, but like, this is the time of year to just start getting this stuff on the brain.
This is also what I need.
Yeah, this will be helpful for you, actually. I think these three things actually will all be things that would be helpful. Probably the second one you're going to be like, no, I draw the line at that, Julie. And that's okay. Okay, so the first thing is your general leather care tips. You want to remember that leather is a hide, just like we have a hide. And that hide will dry out if it is not moisturized. I am, as my listeners know, I am obsessed with being well moisturized. I'm constantly slathering myself.
And you know what? You're dewy because of it.
I mean, the thing is, like, I do look very, very, very much younger than I actually am.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, I recently got carded for cigarettes. I was like, okay, I'm in my 40s, you guys. Like, this has gone a little too far, but I'll take it.
I'm at the point where I'm literally putting acids on my face at night to just, like, boil it away.
Yeah. I mean, you are remarkably wrinkle-free.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear about what acids you're putting on your face. Okay, so just like our skin wants to be moisturized, your leather wants to be moisturized. To do that, you want to get a leather conditioner. Leather conditioner is what you need. Leather conditioner will also serve as your basic leather cleaner. So the saddle soap that I mentioned, like, that's a fairly extreme thing that you're not going to need for regular cleaning of your shoes. That's really when you get sort of those egregious kind of stains that you use the saddle soap. But for regular kind of, you know, like, weekly, monthly, yearly, I don't know, however long you feel like doing or how often you feel like doing it cleaning, you want to use leather conditioner. To use that, here's a brand. The brand that I use is called Cadillac. There are lots of other good brands. That's just the one that the people at Koyana recommended when I bought my Koyana bag.
So that would work for, like, a jacket. That would work for anything.
Okay. Literally anything leather. You can use it on a leather chair. Mm. You can use it on your leather bags, your shoes, your jackets, all of that kind of stuff. To use it, it's basically same instructions as all of the other ones have been. You want a soft cloth, like an old t-shirt. You want to put a little bit of the conditioner onto the cloth. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah.
Rub it in a circular motion. Turn the cloth to a clean side. Buff it out. That's literally all you got to do. Yeah. Super easy.
My jacket thanks you.
Yeah. And that's a good thing to do because, again, if you let the leather go too long and it does dry out, it will crack. And once you've got cracked leather, you're talking about a situation that is very difficult to repair. You have to go to a specialist to get that done, and you'll spend a pretty penny on it. So better to buy the, you know, $8 bottle of leather conditioner and, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a year, take the 5 minutes that it takes to moisturize your hide.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sold.
Okay, good. I like to hear that. The next thing to know about and to consider and think about deeply is shoe polish. I will not go into all of the shoe polishing instructions. I will instead refer you back to the episode with my parents where my dad gave all of the shoe polishing instructions because I learned from my dad, and so you should go ahead and learn from my dad too. But he talks all about, you know, using different kinds of rags and brushes and all of that kind of stuff. There are all different ways to go, but really think about getting yourself into some shoe polish at some point. Now, Maddie, that's not going to be good for you because you like a scuffy look.
I mean, not to, like, be too insidery, but Julie has a notebook with just, like, some bullet points on it, and she keeps looking down at it. But the way that it's angled, it really looks like she's just looking down at my shoes in a really judgmental way. So I keep being like, oh, my God.
I can't. It's actually funny because I actually can't even see them because my notebook is actually blocking.
I know.
I see exactly what you mean.
But they're really banged up.
No, but I like the way they look. They look cool, though. They look very rock and roll.
That's what I tell myself.
Yeah. So I do think they need a little conditioner, though.
Yeah, I mean, the heel is wearing out, so that's going to be an issue first.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to get that replaced.
Yeah. But I think that the way that the color of the leather, like the fade pattern of the leather, actually looks really cool. So I wouldn't mess about with that with shoe polish. You can, however, get neutral shoe polish that will not add any tone onto them, so it could keep that while still giving it kind of a glossier look to it.
Yeah, all right.
Something to consider.
Conditioner is the first step.
Okay.
Good. I'm in on that.
Awesome. Okay. The last thing to mention about our general leather care that you are going to want to remember come wintertime when it starts snowing and there is salt down on the road to prevent slipping is that white vinegar, my good old pal white vinegar, is the thing for removing salt stains from leather. Again, same thing. Soft cloth, like an old t-shirt, just dip it in straight white vinegar, wring it out so it's not super dripping, rub away the salt stains. That's all you need to know. One thing to suggest, however, if you do use the white vinegar to remove salt stains, it's a very good idea to follow up with leather conditioner because the acid in the vinegar can be drying to the hide. So there you go. There are your best practices for leather.
Chemistry.
I know. You guys are going to look so good this winter, fall and winter. I'm really excited for you. All right. We have one last question. I really, like, deliberately picked these just for you, Maddie.
I know. I've been waiting for this one. I think it's the one. All right. This is Denise. Poor Denise. I love that she kept it very, very short.
I know.
So
look at the pathos.
Denise asks, or I'm just going to say begs. My friend sent me to you. My dog pooped on my fave suede boots and in the zipper and fringe. Help.
I love also my friend sent me to you. Like, yeah. I just imagine her being like, damn it, and her friend being like, well, just email Jolie Care. Like, she'll take care of it.
I also like just the journey that sentence takes us through, where it's like, my dog pooped on my fave suede boots, which are like, oh, and then it's like, and it's in the zipper. Oh, and fringe.
And the fringe. No, not the fringe. okay, so listen, dog mess is gross, but it's actually pretty easy to clean up.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. First, I'm gonna suggest, you don't have to, but I'm going to suggest that you get a pair of disposable gloves and wear them for this operation, just because it's going to take a lot of the squick factor away for you.
Yeah, it'll help. Like, it's for you.
Yeah, exactly. And especially because it's not just like on the top, on like the toe box of the shoe. Like, it's the fringe. It's
fringe. You're going to have to like get in there.
You're going to kind of get in there. So here's the thing, is that once the dog mess has dried, it's actually a lot easier to you should tackle it when it's dry. It's kind of similar to mud. Like, it's easier to clean dirt than mud.
Yes.
So you always want to let mud dry out into dirt. And similarly, you want to let the dog poo dry out. You might need to put the shoes, like, close to a heating source to kind of get it as dry as possible. You could also, this would smell awful, and I really hate to do this to you, but, like, if you really got to do it, you could turn a hair dryer on it for a few seconds to try to, like, sap moisture. Basically what you're going to use is a toothbrush or a nail brush. Probably a toothbrush is better, and just throw it away.
Yes.
just don't try to save that one.
That one's a goner.
Yeah. So like, if it's time to replace your toothbrush anyway, like go ahead. This is perfect time. And you want to use it to basically brush away the dry dog poop. You want the toothbrush to be dry itself. Do not add moisture to the situation. We want as dry a situation here as possible. You can work over like the kitchen sink and then just clean it out with, you know, an all-purpose spray. You could work over the trash can, which would certainly make sense too. You could work outside. But that's really all you're going to do. And it's just going to be like patience and like basically like you're going to brush it away.
This too, like, I mean, as someone who's dealt with like a lot of animal shit in my time, I'll tell you, like, this will pass.
Yeah. This too shall pass.
It's horrible, but it'll pass.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So then once you've gotten all of the matter off of the fringe and out of the zipper, and I would work the fringe first and then the zipper second, because the zipper may end up fraying the toothbrush in a way that makes it less effective. So do fringe first, zipper second, and then throw the toothbrush out.
Yeah.
And okay, so once all the solids are gone, you may still need to use suede cleaner. You probably will not, but you may need to use some suede cleaner. You can basically, all the brands that make shoe care products, Kiwi is kind of my go-to, they'll make a suede cleaner. You can use that per manufacturer instructions if it's needed. The other thing to mention, I wouldn't necessarily use this to brush away the dog mess, because then you've kind of ruined this thing. But I want to remind you guys about suede care kits. Again, Kiwi makes one. There are lots of other ones, but Kiwi makes one that's like $6. The suede care kit comes with two things. It comes with a suede brush and it comes with a suede eraser. And the brush is what you want to use to brush away dirt and grime and kind of small dirty patches. It's also going to be what's going to keep the nap from getting too matted. You want to use that fairly regularly with your suede shoes. The eraser is what you're going to use when you get a stain. So I talked about, you know, the cornstarch thing and talcum powder for grease stains, and that's great for suede. But for other kinds of stains on suede, like a bad scuff mark or something, the suede eraser is what you want to use. Now, there's another thing. If you don't want to go out and buy the kit, which, frankly, that is a good buy, and I would suggest you get it, because
seems worth it.
For $6, getting both the eraser and the brush together is a good deal. But you can use a white art eraser instead of a dedicated suede eraser. Don't use one that's pink or green or any other color, because the color will transfer onto the suede. But the white art erasers will work as suede erasers. So there's a good little tip for you guys. Now, the last thing I want to tell you guys about your suede, especially as we're heading into the wet months, is that it is extremely clutch for you to use a protector on your suede, whether it's suede shoes, suede belt, suede jacket, suede bags. Suede is a very temperamental fabric, and it does not behave all the time. It needs special handling. We have to mind its needs. And the basics are that one of the critical needs of suede is that you apply a protectant before you go out and wear it.
That makes perfect sense.
And I know that people always forget to do it, and then you get caught in the rainstorm and all of this stuff happens. And yes, we can save the shoes or whatever it is, but like, wouldn't it be so much better if you just took the 5 minutes to apply the protectant? Yes,
I mean, as the person who never does that and always, and it's like what you say to your, like, I don't know, when you're, you know, cleaning these horrible stains, and you're like, if I had just taken the 5 minutes, but then the next time it comes up, it's like,
you don't do it. Yeah, exactly.
I'll do it later.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's my job to remind you. You know, I don't want to nag at you. Like, you know, live your lives.
I mean, they're coming to this podcast,
right? But like, it is my job to remind you that this is a very, very clutch thing to do for your suede. The other clutch thing to do for your suede, I actually saw a guy on the sub. So it was pouring rain yesterday here in New York. I was coming home from running errands on the subway. I was waiting on the platform, and I looked down, and the guy next to me, he was like very, very nicely dressed in a suit. He was wearing brown suede, like really nice brown suede shoes. And I was like, boy, why are you wearing your brown suede shoes on a rainy day? Check the weather. Like,
yeah.
So that's kind of the other thing, is that suede really is one of the, and of course, you know, you don't always get it right, but like, if you want to wear your favorite suede shoes, please, please, please check the weather report.
Yeah, just download that Dark Sky.
That's right.
It'll give you a push notification.
Exactly. all right, you guys. Well, listen.
Can I tell a boot cleaning story?
Yes, of course you can.
That I thought of when you pitched this episode to me.
Yes.
Which is, so this is one of the grossest and most traumatic things that's ever happened to me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I was, and this is where the story, it's off the rails. I was at a music festival.
Okay.
And it was, I mean, this was years ago. So this was when I had more energy for these, that type of thing. And it was soaking wet. It was just pouring all day.
Okay.
Finally, it was on Randall Island in New York. So it's, you can take the train there. You know, I mean, you can take a boat there. It's not impossible to get to. I finally decide, this is bullshit. I'll see Feist another time. I'm going to leave. And so I proceed to get lost on Randall Island for a very long time. Finally find a cop, and I ask her how to get back to the ferry, and she says, you're too far from there, just walk into the Bronx.
Okay.
So Randall Island was built specifically in a way to, like a lot of weird parts of Manhattan, to keep poor people out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard to access as a pedestrian,
mm-hmm.
because they want people to have cars who come. And so it's just like very hard to walk off of it.
Okay.
But I managed, and I probably at this point have walked 3.5 miles.
Oh, my God.
I'm wearing a pair of Doc Martens.
Oh, my God.
Finally get to a subway station. I'm looking for my Metro card. I look down and realize this is where the story gets horrifying. I'm standing in a puddle of blood. Fingers crossed, animal. You know, who can say? But because my boots were so wet, the blood just like soaked into it like a sponge.
Oh my God.
It was horrible.
Oh my God. I've lost words.
I know. I told this story to a friend, and she was like, that's like the kind of story that makes people leave a city.
Yeah. And of course you stayed.
Yeah. No, I was like, this is cool.
Oh my God.
Well, I got onto the train, and it starts to just pool around me. So
oh
it
my
looks
God.
Like I'm bleeding.
Oh my God.
I mean, of course, no one says anything.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, my girl's legs are profusely.
She's leaching blood.
But so finally I make it home. I take it off. I mean, and Doc Martens are not cheap shoes necessarily.
Yeah,
you know?
They're not at all.
And so I kind of was like, this is just a wash. I just got to throw them out. One, just to get rid of the memories.
Yeah.
Because it was just haunting me. But my mom, she found a message board that was all police officers talking about how to get blood out of clothing.
Oh my
and
God.
How to get, it's like people who like are at crime scenes, like if they get blood all over them, how to get it out.
Oh my God, can you, do you remember the link? I definitely have to check it out.
I will try to find it
for
you.
See if you can find it
yeah.
for me, that would be great. But, I mean, I know yeah. like, I'm, you know, I probably know all the stuff they're saying, but there's probably a few things in there that I've never heard.
Yeah, I mean, basically it was just putting like a bottle cap of bleach in a big bucket of water yeah. and then soaking the shoes for as long as you can.
Right.
Getting rid of the laces, you know, yeah. I had to throw out my very expensive inserts.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, but it was just one of those like very, very horrible things. But
that is insane.
Still have those Doc Martens.
Wow, that's yeah. amazing. See, I got a happy ending.
I got it all cleaned out.
I love yeah, it.
I don't know what happened to the person or thing that was bleeding, but I ended up okay.
Maybe that's one that's like just best not to ask too many
yeah.
questions about. Yeah. Oh, man, that's a good one. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've never told me that story.
It's one of those things that I forget. This was the first year I moved here, I think. So I was like 24.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow at the time I managed to just sort of compartmentalize it. Just sort of like, this is okay. This is okay. This is okay.
That
it's okay.
Yeah.
When the whole thing was very not okay.
Yeah. But that, yeah, that it makes sense to me in a way that I can't quite articulate, but I understand it. Like, yeah, our capacity to just accept things when we're like young and new to New York is really.
It's like, I'm initiated.
Yeah.
I don't
know. You certainly are.
Yeah.
You certainly are. Well, that was a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
But so if you ever find yourself in that position.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I might like make you like write that into Ask a Clean Person. All right, you guys. Well, listen, on that note,
yeah.
man, that was a great note to end on. I mean, and you know, I love the horror stories and all of that.
Sure.
I mean, none of my listeners do too. Like that's
Again,
why they
I
listen.
Saved. I was like, I'm going to tell this to
yeah.
Julie.
This, I mean, they're really not listening to hear about saddle soap. They're listening for the stories. You know.
Yeah, but, you know, it's...
The saddle soap is interesting, too, but...
It's like, you know, like baking brownies that, like, secretly have vegetables in it. Like, sneaking some health to you.
That I'm going to start
some
using
info.
That. I'm going to steal that from you. All right, you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Maddie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to having you come back to girl out with me over makeup.
Deal.
We will for sure talk about that. If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.